I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and this is Up to Date. You have yours, and so do they, favorites and best ofs. This hour, Elizabeth Alex and Chris Hernandez of NBC Action News and Nick Haynes of KCPT join us for a KC Categories broadcast as we share some of our favorite places to go and things to do in Kansas City. From favorite meals, movies, and food stores to great bars, from the best place to view the city to our favorite places to go that feel like you're not in Kansas City, our guests will share a bit of themselves and perhaps even give you a few ideas. We'll get you up to date following this hour's news. Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Well, something a little different today. We're playing KC Categories. This is where we bring in a table chock full of three of this area's most interesting, diverse media personalities and ask them for their personal favorites on all things Kansas City and beyond. We'll cover books, movies, trips, their favorite Kansas City landmarks, and yes, their favorite guilty pleasures. Our guest today, Elizabeth Alex, is an anchor at KSHB-TV, that's a mouthful, Channel 41, and she's also with Kids TLC. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Thank you.
Always nice to have you. Nick Haynes is host of the local show and Kansas City Week in Review at Kansas City Public Television. KC's Week in Review, heard tonight at 7:30, and he leads KCPT's News and Public Affairs Division. Nick, good morning to you.
Thank you for having me, Steve. Good morning.
And also joining us is Chris Hernandez. He's a reporter at KSHB-TV. Chris, how are you?
41 Action News.
41 Action News.
I was hoping we were going to take care of that.
Where we don't wear headphones, and my headphones almost just fell off my head.
Yeah, it happens. Well, let's begin, Nick Haynes. The best movie you've seen in the past 6 months. What was it?
Well, let me just make something very perfectly clear. I am the father of four young kids, so we don't go to see many adult movies. I have to tell you the movie that I like the most in the last 6 months, which was your time frame, was We Bought a Zoo. And why I like that, and we just watched it again on Redbox. We went to see it in the movie theaters around New Year, went to see it on, got it on Redbox just recently, was this is a movie that kids can enjoy and adults, and even we took my mother-in-law to the movie theater, so multi-generational. Matt Damon stars in that movie and is based on a true life story.
Was it good?
Oh, I thought it was just one of these touching stories, true story of a family. Matt Damon's wife dies, and he then has a troubled kid, and he has to try and do something with them, and ends up going to buy this house, and he has all these exotic animals in the backyard, and it's a feel-good movie. And where can you see a movie which doesn't have all of this language and violence and sex in it these days, where you can take children and adults enjoy too? Don't you get sick of movies? You know, a lot of kids' movies are so annoying to sit through.
Yeah.
And this is something that adults can enjoy too. So that was one that I thought was just terrific.
High praise from Nick Haynes. Elizabeth Alex, what did you pick?
I'm so bad on this because we don't see movies. I mostly see most of my movies on a plane when I'm going back and forth to Romania a couple times a year for the orphanage I sponsor.
Yeah.
Or we rent them. So the best movie I've seen in the last 6 months is The King's Speech.
Oh, that was a good
one. We rented it long after it was over, but I hadn't seen it and I loved it.
Chris?
I went to see that Meryl Streep thing about Maggie Thatcher.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I mean, I think Meryl Streep's
amazing. Critics weren't crazy about that movie.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but,
you
know,
were.
I'm interested in politics, obviously. So for me, it was good to kind of see, you know, what I remember of her being in charge of Great Britain was, you know, I was pretty young. I wasn't paying quite as much attention to what was going on over there. So it was kind of interesting to kind of get that feedback or to see how she handled that. Because I think it was probably fairly true to life. I'm sure there was some dramatic license taken. But I also think Meryl Streep's great. And just seen her completely inhabit a character, and I thought the storytelling was pretty good, which is what compels the movie.
Well, I picked Page One, the documentary about the New York Times, 1 week in the life of the New York Times, which I thought was just extraordinary. It focused on David Carr, one of their media writers, and my wife and I, she's a journalist, we went and saw it and just were kind of swept away by it. Kind of a feel-good movie about newspapers, which you don't see very much of these days. Yeah. Nick Haynes, the best book you've read in the past year?
The best book I read, it was a rereading of a Roald Dahl book. Now, a lot of people think of Roald Dahl as a children's author. You know, you've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach. But this is Tales of the Unexpected, which is a compendium of short stories very much for adults and adults only. And he has a very dark side, which you could certainly see in some of the children's books, too. And so we got about 30 short stories that would be terrific for a vacation trip that you might be taking this summer or take anywhere with
That's
you if you're going
pick.
On a plane. I'll just give you an example of one of the stories, just to give you an example. And there are 30 of them, so I'm not going to be destroying it for you. But you might have a cheating husband, for instance, and the wife decides to do away with the cheating husband and has to destroy the evidence, and she gets a leg of frozen lamb from the freezer and hits him over the head with it and then feeds that to the family. And so the police investigate, but there's no evidence because, the frozen leg of lamb was
brilliant
consumed.
Brilliant idea, Nick.
That's just the kind of macabre type of
like
horror
that,
that
humor,
Roald Dahl has, and that's Tales of the Unexpected. From Roald Dahl.
Chris Fernandez.
The best landscaper in Kansas City is Christopher Dabner at the Greensman. Oh, wait, is that not the category? Oh, man. I might be trying to deflect attention from the fact I don't really read books that often. I mean, it takes
Come
me
on.
All week to get through the Sunday New York Times, and I always have a stack of news magazines
yes.
I'm trying to get through. But
I live in that world.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is there is a book I read every summer when I'm on vacation. And it's called Elements of Style by Wendy Wasserstein, or mm-hmm. Wasserstein. I don't know how she says her name. She won a Pulitzer Prize for something. And it's just funny. I mean, it's just.
You read the same book every summer?
Well.
The same book,
it
Chris.
Ends, well, because I go to the bookshelf, and there's these books, and I'm always thinking, like, what haven't I read? And then I forget whether I read it last year or the year before, and I grab it because it's, you know, I just remember it was funny. And it is. It's just, it's a funny
book. So books aren't your thing. We've learned something about Chris Fernandez today.
You know, I don't have time to read, except for if I'm away from work.
Yeah, that's true. Although I read The Great Gatsby every year.
Really?
It's just, it's not that, you know, it's not a long read, and it's good for writing and I do like reading it every year, but the best book I've read recently, it's a very raw account of a woman's story of abuse. It's called Climbing the Broken Stairs by Freda Atkins. I had to get Rainy Day Books to order it for me. I'd heard about it from someone at Kids TLC, and it's the story of this woman. She's probably about 50 years old now, but she grew up in the urban core of Philadelphia. And she was going home, like, from school. She said she was about 7 years old, and she felt like a voice. Like, she thought it was an angel talking to her, saying, you're going to be tested. Some bad things are going to be happening to you, but you're going to come through it. Then it's a memoir of her horrific experiences of sexual abuse, starting with her mom's boyfriend, who then her mom blamed her for it, and cousins, and neglect. And she ended up joining the Navy, like, in the 1980s and had a great career and how she came through it, which is, you know, it's hard to read, but it was a very powerful book. And I think that's one that'll always stay with me.
You know, one of the sobering things about doing KC categories once in a while is you look at your list of things that you're doing and you realize, man, I'm getting old and I'm getting boring. You know, my pick for best book was Robert Caro's latest book on LBJ. I've raved about that on this program, raved about it in my column. I'm just absorbed by that book, and I don't get absorbed
by anything.
How long
did it take you to read
days.
That?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still in the middle of it, brother. I mean, it's 700 pages.
Well, that's why
I
don't want to tackle it yet. I don't think I have time.
He's a fascinating historical
figure. I'm just riveted by the writing. I'm riveted by the research. It just isn't astounding.
Well, you're so trendy. Everyone's talking about that now, Steve.
There you go.
Well, what did you think of the Steve Jobs book, as long as we're talking about books?
You know, interesting, revealing in some ways, you know, things I didn't know about him. It wasn't the greatest read in the world, but
I read about
revealing.
Half of it,
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I'm waiting for the Cliff's Notes version to come out. And then
of all these books.
Read it, yes.
That's what you should read, Chris, is Cliff Notes.
There you go. Take me back to my college
book.
Days.
Yeah. Best meal you've eaten out in the last year. Elizabeth, why don't you take that one
Can I
first?
Give you two? Just
Yes, you can.
Okay.
The rules here aren't strict.
All right. I ate at Jasper's. It wasn't a meal, but it was his mozzarella theater thing. I love that where he makes the mozzarella in front of you, and he serves it with heirloom tomatoes, which are locally grown. It was the best. And then the other, and I'm a huge dessert lover. I could have that and dessert. I was at Lydia's last summer, I think. They had, oh man, it was the best ever. It was blueberry and lavender. It was lavender ice cream and a blueberry cake tart thing. It was awesome. And I've gone back to try to get it again, and they didn't have it.
Yeah. Nick?
Today is my 21st wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
And so I'm going to say anything cooked by my beautiful wife, Dawn, specifically her flank steak with vegetables cooked in soy sauce. But this is a true statement. We eat out so much these days, particularly with work purposes. You have so many things going on and at home, that I'm suffering a little bit from eating out itis.
Really?
That's too bad.
I'm sorry about this. Growing up, when I was a kid, we used to go out once a year, and that was for our birthday. And my brother and I shared a birthday around about the same time in July, 3 days apart. And that was the only time we ever ate out, was once a year. And we had to share this for our birthday. And at this point, I'm sort of jaded by the eating out experience. So to have a home-cooked meal by my wife, happy anniversary, 21 years. That is what I'm saying for this show.
So that happy is just anniversary. Amazing. That is just amazing.
Is that what she wants to do, is cook for your anniversary now?
Are you going to be helping her at all?
Special meals. We're talking about special meals over the last year.
Where are you going for your 21st anniversary?
We actually have my daughter is having a special event tonight. So, all week long, it's been Tuesday night, we were at a band concert with my son. Last night, we were at a choir concert for my other son. And so, all these kids' events right now, we're all involved.
That's just so romantic, isn't it?
I know.
It's so romantic. Yeah, Chris Hernandez.
I think you have to go to Smithville and go to Justice Drugstore.
Oh, yeah.
That place is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I couldn't recite to you every single thing we had, but they just make everything, and it feels like you're on a little adventure with every plate that comes to the table.
I've not been, and I hear nothing but great things.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Great place to go. You been there?
No,
yeah.
Sounds great.
I'd like to go.
Really, the cocktails are great, the food is great, the desserts are great. I mean, just everything. And they bring you all those little things in between the courses so you feel like you're being all fancy and stuff.
Yeah. They're not going to give you a free meal just because you're saying that on the program,
no,
Chris.
No, we go.
He couldn't accept
events.
That anyway. He's a journalist.
Special events.
Well, if you're just joining us this morning, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're doing something different today. We're playing KC Categories, talking about a whole host of different categories and our guests' favorite and personal favorite picks for all kinds of different things to do in Kansas City. We're visiting with Elizabeth Alex, Nick Haynes, and Chris Hernandez. If you want to join our conversation with some of your favorites as we run through these different things, join our conversation, 816-235-2888, our email address, updatedate@kcur.org, or go to KCUR's Facebook page. Elizabeth Alex, your favorite dive bar.
My favorite dive bar?
We can do favorite bar, too.
Well, probably the same, one and the same. Bobby Baker's, hands down.
Where is it?
It's on Warnell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Warnell.
Like 74th-ish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that too. She stole my idea.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You like it? Why?
It's. I guess it just says old Kansas City to me, or the classic Kansas City, not old. But it's Bobby is one of the greatest guys ever. He comes out and chats with you, and you meet the most interesting people. And you kind of, when I first moved to Kansas City like 16 years ago, it was very kind of lounge lizard leap type place where you still had those leather kind of. Old bar stools. Right. He's remodeled a little bit, but he used to have not a lot.
Emphasis on.
He used to have like an Elvis impersonator singer there. Not Elvis. Frank Sinatra. It was just so fun. It still is fun, and it's kind of a great neighborhood kind of hangout. I mean, you can go after work. You can go in jeans. I've gone there after a black tie event, and you always just still fit in. It's just great.
Yeah, Nick, your favorite dive bar.
Well, when you said favorite bar, I put Almond Joy down. so I was thinking favorite bar, chocolate
That's
bar,
my favorite
candy
too.
Bar. Again, I'm not spending much time in bars, but I like to, if you see me go into a bar, it's going to be like the sort of Blue Moose in Prairie Village or the Flying Saucer, perhaps, in the Power and Light District. I like that. That's probably the closest that I would put down. in that category.
Chris?
Well, I do like Bobby Baker's for all the same reasons Elizabeth said, because you just walk in there and sometimes it's wall-to-wall people and it's just, you never know who you'll see.
You channel 41 people just hang out together all the time.
Well,
yeah.
We
opposite,
love each other.
Yeah.
I also like Swagger in, it's farther down the street on Warnall on the other side of the road in Waldo also, and they have great food. We've actually gone there for dinner several times, and you know, there's these guys with tattoos and leather jackets playing pool, like, you know, 10 feet away from where you're eating these gourmet burgers and stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, my favorite dive bar is the Peanut, 51st and Main neighborhood. I've always enjoyed going in there. Your favorite bar, is it different? Any? Yeah.
No, I'm just amazed. People got all these bars.
Peanut's my favorite
dive
bar.
I'm just astonished.
I think for favorite, just overall bar to go to, I go to 303 in Westport because it's just, it's kind of classy, but it's got a good vibe and good energy, like on a Friday happy hour.
Yeah. How about your favorite museum here in the Kansas City area? Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we're journalists. Journalists go to bars. That's what we do.
That's true.
Yeah. Favorite museum, Elizabeth Alex?
It's a little different. I like all the museums in Kansas City. I think we're really blessed and lucky. I love going to Dick Belger's place, the Belger Arts District. And if you – Dick is just one of the greatest guys, too. His whole place is full of art. And if he collects one person, like it's a Jasper Johns or Robert Rauschenberg, he collects as much as he possibly can. And you're walking through some of the greatest arts. He calls it art therapy. I'll go down and say hello and just say, can I see all your art again? And we'll walk through his whole office building.
That's
but
neat.
Then they call it the Belger Arts District. They have lots of different openings and exhibits, you know, that goes through First Fridays.
Oh, that's neat. Nick?
We are blessed to have a lot of museums in this community, but for the purposes of this program, I'm going to single out the World War I Museum, and I'm going to do that for this reason. When that opened, we had on our Week in Review program, seen 7:30 p.m. Fridays on KCPT. We had on the creator of that, who did all of the exhibits there, Ralph Applebaum, who did the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and the leading historian from the U.K. on the World War I, and he came on the program and said, oh, this is the second best World War I museum in the country, second best war museum in the world, rather, and after the Imperial War Museum in London.
Mm-hmm.
And so that summer, though, we went back to the United Kingdom, back home, and I took my kids to the Imperial War Museum in London and went around that. And I thought, oh, it was huge. But I did not think, and neither did my kids, that it was as interactive or as engaging, particularly with families, as what we had in Kansas City. So, yes, this one is smaller. I thought we spent more time in the one in Kansas City than when we did in London. So they deserve a lot more kudos than they get. So World War I Museum does a terrific job.
We did a show when that museum opened up, and the day it opened up, and Ralph Applebaum was on the show and walking around. My kids, it snowed that day. My kids were with me because the school was shut down, and they were outside playing on some of the interactive exhibits. And Ralph Applebaum talked to us on the radio, then walked out, saw my kids, and spent the next half hour interviewing them about what they liked, what they didn't like, and watching them interact with all the different exhibits there. Chris Hernandez, your favorite museum?
Well, I think for the same interactive reason, I like going to the Jazz Museum occasionally because they have the music stuff there. And you can just like put on the headphones and listen to music and kind of see the different influences where these jazz people influence these jazz people and stuff. And, you know, I think that's kind of cool.
I do, too. And you can mix music and do the whole thing there, which is sort of my favorite museum here in town, too. I wish it was bigger.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But they have the film, the Bobby Baker film collection coming online. There's more things to do and see, I guess, in maybe the months ahead.
And if you go over to the Blue Room, it's like you can hear music and you look at all the artifacts they have there, which I think is kind of like going to a jazz club in a museum, which is what it is, but it really does feel like that.
And a lot of folks haven't been down there. They need to go down. It's just a cool place.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
It's just a fun place to hang, yeah. Best place to view our city, Nick Keynes?
Well, for many years, KCPT had its TV, what we called our TV dinner, which was our main fundraising event on the deck. And you were there.
I've been there.
Chris, yes.
Been there.
On the deck of the Liberty Memorial.
Yeah.
And I used to think, wow, that was the most extraordinary experience to be there, and you could just see the whole downtown of Kansas City, and I thought it was the most gorgeous sight of an evening. And you can go there for free at any point in time, and I think that is a most gorgeous setting for anyone to see the downtown Kansas City. So I'm going to say that is the place to be. So the deck of the Liberty Memorial.
You know, one morning, remember a few years ago, CBS, the morning news team with Harry Smith came in and did a show right from there. And I had to show up at 5:30 in the morning to be on the set for that thing, outdoors, just right next to the deck. I remember waiting, you know, looking out north over the city there and thinking, man, this is pretty cool. This is a pretty cool city. What a beautiful, beautiful view that is, you know. Chris?
You know, if you go to the west side and you go on Summit Street at about 16th, there's some amazing views right across the highway into downtown there. And I remember when I first came back to Kansas City as an adult after I'd gone to college and my first job and all that, and I wanted to buy like one of the rundown buildings on that corner and save it and like then develop it. And of course, now there are condos there, and so someone else is making a lot of money off that view. But that really is a cool place to look
that's
across.
That's not far from where Funkhauser had his trailer, his campaign headquarters.
That is correct.
Once
there was not a
a
view from the trailer.
Yes.
But it's very close to there.
For the campaign that was successful and a mayoralship that wasn't so successful. Yeah. Elizabeth Alex.
I'm with Nick. Liberty Memorial. Just beautiful, beautiful.
Incredible view up there. Okay. Favorite place to purchase food other than a grocery store?
Roadside farmer stands in the summer.
Yeah.
You just have to drive around if you see something good.
Yeah.
Seriously. Anywhere. Well, sometimes going down to the Ozarks, you know. Like,
I've done the same thing there, yeah.
Yeah. Nick?
Well, do you put Trader Joe's as a grocery store?
Yes.
Do you call that a grocery store?
Do you think that's a farmer's stand?
No, do you call that a grocery store?
Corporation or something.
Do you call that a grocery store, though?
Yeah.
It's a specialty grocery store.
It's interesting. You know, I couldn't believe, and we had you on a program, Chris Hernandez, talking about why the big deal about Trader Joe's.
Thank you. He's talking about Weekend Review.
Really, we're talking about why was that such a huge deal? And, God, it doesn't deserve the hype. But I have to say, I spend an awful lot of time there.
As my family does, too.
And it is quite inexpensive, and they do have a lot of interesting things in there. And it's amazing, the people you see in there and so on. It's a great experience.
Although, and a lot of organic things, which is kind of nice.
A lot of organic things there, yeah. Yes. Elizabeth?
There's a great little farmer's market in Brookside on Saturdays has a lot of organic food and local food. I like that.
Okay, again,
I just call that an open air grocery store.
Okay. We are buying it for the check for the individual people.
Again, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. Today we're running through KC categories, some of our favorite places to go and things to do in Kansas City. You can go to our Facebook page where we're collecting answers to three questions: your favorite bar, the best meal you've eaten out in the last 6 months, and the first place you show visitors when they come to Kansas City. That's at KCUR's Facebook page. And again, our guests today are Chris Hernandez and Elizabeth Alex from NBC Action News, and Nick Haynes from Kansas City Public Television. A place you first show visitors when they come to Kansas City. Chris Hernandez, where do you take them these days?
Well, I think you have to take a quick run through the plaza, but I don't necessarily stay there. It depends on when it is, and if we're going out, I kind of like going in the Crossroads. Certainly if it's the first Friday, you got to go to the Crossroads, but I mean, that is really developing as a neighborhood where you can go have some good food.
Yeah.
You can jump into an art gallery if it's open. And
it's sort of the new Westport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of good and maybe a little bit sad. What happened to Westport, you know?
Well, I think we all got old, Steve.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. That might be right.
Nick? I mean, a lot of people still go to Westport.
I went there for brunch a couple weeks ago. It was great.
Where'd you go to brunch?
I'm trying to remember
the name
the
place.
Of it. It was great, though. It was.
Wherever it was. It was really good.
I met the owner, too. I feel so bad.
Where would you take them? I would say, yes, the plaza. I think it's true. But, you know, if you said, right, this weekend, you have visitors coming into town, where were you going to take them? I think today, it would more likely be the sort of Union Station Crown Center area, because now you've got the exhibit of, say, Titanic and all of the stuff that's happening there at Union Station. Now you've got all those new crown jewel attractions like Legoland and the Sea Life Center. I mean, we have younger kids.
How is the Sea Life Center?
The Sea Life Center is packed with people. It's a smaller exhibit. The Legoland experience was a far more expansive experience than I ever anticipated it to be. Mm-hmm. So you could really spend some time in there.
And this is
so,
Legoland where you have to
– Legoland Discovery
to get
Center.
In, you have to have a kid with you.
That is true.
We talked about
pushing
it on your
the buttons
show.
Here. You're pushing the button. Yes, yeah. That is true. Once a month, though, you can – there is an adults-only event. But yes, you do have to have a child to be with you there. But there's a cluster of activities now. You know, Kansas City is great. We've talked about all those museums. But it's always been a challenge. If you're a family, you just have kids, what do? There's Worlds of Fun. I like Worlds of Fun. And there's Oceans of Fun and things like that. But what do when you just have kids? Kids get bored of museums. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Kids get bored. They, you know, we have kids, you know, you go to the Toy Miniature Museum or something, they'll be in the gift shop within 5 minutes. You know,
true.
How do you
what
isn't
is it
true?
About the gift shop?
I'm not saying that these are not great attractions, but it's hard to, you know, to maintain kids' interest. This is why I said I thought the World War I Museum did a good job. Mm-hmm. That we spent several hours there with our kids, and I thought, God, that's an amazing deal that they could spend 2.5 hours at the World War I Museum without pestering us as adults on something that happened so long ago. I thought that gave them a big check mark of success. Yeah. So now you've got this cluster of family-oriented activities the children would like, all in a very small area. And that's finally happening. So Crown Center, Union Station, all connected by a walkway, makes it now a hive of activity right there. So that's competing with the Plaza as a place you want to take your kids, take your outside visitors.
Elizabeth, Alex, what's the first place you take visitors to show off Kansas City?
Well, I keep qualifying all my answers, but my husband's Romanian. We've had a lot of international visitors.
Romania?
Yeah.
You go to Romania?
No, he's Romanian. Yeah. Funny. True. We have a lot of international visitors who come, friends of his and friends we've made throughout the world on medical missions things. And the World War I Museum is one of the first places we take people, and they really like it. The Nelson, you have out-of-town company and you're working. I've dropped people off at the Nelson and come back and gotten them at the end of the day, and they're very happy. And these are adults, obviously. Yeah. If they're from someplace else in the United States, it's usually the Negro Leagues Museum. Mm. Occasionally, people want to go to a race at the racetrack and barbecue. That's always someplace people want to go to.
Can't go wrong there. We'll talk about our favorite barbecue restaurant in our second half today as we continue.
Is it okay that I give you all these extra answers?
Yes, you're doing just fine. You're passing the test just very well, Elizabeth. We're talking about some of our favorite places to go and things to do in Kansas City. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. And welcome back. I'm Steve Kraske. If you missed yesterday's conversation about the life of the father of modern computing science, Alan Turing, you'll find it in our talk with U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan and our weekend to-do list at kcur.org. Monday on the program, the ethics professors talk about exercising their moral conscience in the workplace. This hour, we're running through KC categories, some of our favorite places to go and things to do in Kansas City. From NBC Action News Today, Elizabeth Alex and Chris Hernandez, and Nick Haynes, host of Kansas City Week in Review, heard on KCPT Friday evenings at 7:30 with a repeat broadcast at 11 on Sunday mornings, right?
Exactly. Thank
you,
Steve.
Got it all? You bet, yeah. Let's move on with our categories here and go to favorite guilty pleasure that you refuse to feel guilty about, Chris Hernandez.
Watching really bad shows on cable TV.
Yeah.
I once watched Jersey Shore just to see what everyone was talking about, and it was amazing how I just got sucked into it, you know? And those stupid housewife shows, I don't watch them a lot, but it's funny because I keep thinking, like, turn the channel.
I did that
Stop
one time.
It.
I watched like 8 episodes in a row.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
Nick.
Well, we go to WWE wrestling events. And you
know
you've
do.
Seen us there, Steve.
You do not.
Yes, we do. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a guilty pleasure that one is allowed to have. If you want to go to a WWE SmackDown event at Sprint Center and watch it on television, what one does in the comfort and privacy of one's home is one's own business, Elizabeth. And
of course.
So that, yes, we have done that. It is a huge event. WWE on cable is some of the biggest, most watched programming on cable television.
Well, my son was so into that for a couple of years, and then when he flipped off of it, he flipped away hard. He won't. I think he's embarrassed by it, and I won't even like watch it on TV. Oh no, I don't watch.
I have one son that has every one of the wrestling figures, and he lines them up in a row, and he has every one of them.
If it seems out there to listeners that Nick Haynes has got 44 children, that might be the impression people are getting here, I think.
Just four.
Just for the record, just four. Elizabeth.
Oh, I guess it's that big chocolate cake you get at Costco.
Oh, my gosh, that's good.
Just can't stay away from
I
it.
I love it. And if they had smaller portions, it'd be better. But we buy the whole cake, you know, and then I'm like sneaking out to the freezer. I put it in the garage, trying to get it far away from me, but I still go get it.
Well, my favorite guilty pleasure I refuse to feel guilty about is watching Andy Griffith Show reruns and we sit around with my boys and we watch
that. That's just offensive.
No, it's not. It's a wonderful show. And Goober just died. George Lindsay just passed away last weekend. Yeah, very, very sad in Mayberry land. Favorite travel destination to get away from it all, Elizabeth?
Oh, if it's just something quick, it's going to be their house at the Lake of the Ozarks. If I'm not doing any work there, it's nice. You just sit there and watch the boats go by. Yeah. Or it's really nice and relaxing.
Or get on one of the boats.
Yeah.
Chris?
Usually it involves going to a beach somewhere in a remote location. But I really also like just going to Colorado and hiking somewhere. There are just so many places just pull off the road and just hike and go somewhere.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
the Rocky Mountain National Park, I think, is nice because you can drive to Colorado.
Yeah.
I really detest, at this point, air travel, particularly with kids. You can drive there, so you're in control of your own destiny. And we like to stay in Estes Park.
Mm. My pick, Mendocino, California. My wife and I have been there a couple of times, and I'd go back every weekend if I could. It's just such a wonderful place. Favorite park in Kansas City, Chris Hernandez?
Well, I guess I have to say Loose Park because that's the one I go to the most.
How can you not love Loose Park? I love Loose Park.
Well, you know, and all I ever do, though, is run through it. I don't like go and play Frisbee or anything, but I guess I should.
I do that with the kids sometimes, play Frisbee, and just great. Nick?
Park. Well, the place that I like to go, and they're actually resisting calling it a park because they want to be seen as something better than a park, is the Overland Park Arboretum, which is it's 179th and 69 Highway in southern Johnson County, which is 300 acres of woodland there. And what I love about that place is you've got all these wooded trails. And even one of the problems of Kansas City is it can be so ungodly hot for the entire summer. And you can basically be there during the summer walking those trails and be completely canopied by gorgeous trees, and you wouldn't even know that you're in Kansas City or even have the sun oppressively heating your body underneath. It is just wonderful.
Elizabeth, your favorite park?
Okay, I guess it would be Loose Park also, partly. Yeah. It's just so beautiful, but it's also – I have so many great memories. When my daughter's 14, when she was a little kid, you know, being one of those people who – probably contributed to some problem by taking her to feed those ducks and having little picnics. And
we all did.
I love that place. No,
the wonder they're so fat over there.
They're gonna
the
come
favorite place in Kansas City that feels like you're not in Kansas City, Chris?
You know, I just discovered a place.
Yeah.
And so it might become my favorite place. I'm not sure yet. But when you go to the downtown stage for the Kansas City Rep, and it's right there in the block building, the new block building.
Yeah.
If you go during the break – the intermission, they call it. And you go outside, you're in this sort of a courtyard area, and it's up against 13th Street, but it's sort of raised and off to the side. And you sit there, and you've got the curve of the block building above you, and it's kind of this nook courtyard, and you feel like you're in this big city somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it still feels like that. And my other pick would be the lobby of the Kauffman Performing Arts Center, because you still feel like you're somewhere else because it's so new.
Elizabeth.
I guess I still think the Kauffman there's been nothing like it in Kansas City.
I remember opening night and all those limousines pulling up. I was thinking, where are we? I've never seen so many limousines in Kansas City in my life. Nick?
Yeah, I've been Kauffman too.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite places people don't know about, the top floor of the student union, the new student union at UMKC, incredible view of the plaza, and you look right up the middle of the south lawn of the Nelson, and it's just a spectacular place to go on any kind of nice evening. Best concert you've seen in the past year, Chris?
Wynton Marsalis at the Chicago Symphony Center last month.
Oh, neat.
And coming up, the Heartland Men's Chorus singing for the first time at the Kauffman Center on June 16th and 17th. Tickets available now at hmckce.org.
Well, thank you very much.
That's on my list of things to do.
I'll be singing. I'll
are you
there.
In it?
I sing with them,
the,
I sing in the Heartland Men's Chorus.
Tenor? What are you?
I'm not a soprano, Steve.
No. I wasn't going there.
Tenor two.
Tenor two. Yeah. Nick?
I have not seen a professional concert in the last year. I've only seen a children's concert in the last year. That is the truth.
Yeah.
I went through this list with my wife last night, and she said, well, you haven't seen one.
Yeah.
I said, can we make one up? She said, you haven't seen one. I said, well, is the we can't say the Alvin Ailey, which is what we saw. She said, no, that's a dance company, so you can't put that as a concert. So I've not seen a concert in the last year. Perhaps that should be our anniversary gift to each other.
That would
be. We'll go off to see a concert. So perhaps Barry Manilow that we can go and see at Starlight Theatre coming up.
There you go.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay. My favorite one is because it's the only one I have seen, but it was great, is the Texas Tenors. I saw that at the Kauffman, and it was wonderful. It benefited the Mission Project, which is a great organization. So.
Yeah. What was your latest music purchase, real quick?
Janelle Monáe. I interviewed her when she was in town a while back, and then I went out and downloaded her stuff.
I picked Sarah Watkins, who used to be with Nickel Creek, has a new album out. Nick?
Purchasing Spotify, the music service Spotify, which is $9.95. It lets you get everything you could possibly want. I just love it. Fallen in love with it. Better than
Spotify.
Pandora.
I'm writing
Spotify,
it down.
Spotify, S-P-O-T-I-F-Y. It has changed my life.
No kidding. Elizabeth?
My daughter loaded Gautier for me on my iPod.
Oh,
yes.
That big hit song is like... People just go crazy with it. If you could drop everything and be anywhere this minute, you'd go where, Chris Hernandez?
Hualtuco. It's
Who?
Hualtuco. It's a series of beaches on the Pacific coast of southern Mexico. It's a very isolated place. It's hard to get to, and it's gorgeous.
Wow. Nick.
I've always wanted to go to Hong Kong. So if you had a plane ticket for me to go somewhere, that's where I'd want to go.
Yeah.
I've never been to Hawaii, and it's on my list. I really want to go.
That's where I spent my honeymoon. I can't recommend it. Kauai, the little tiny island on the northwest side. If you could live anywhere in the metro, regardless of cost, you would live where? Nick?
Oh, I go to somebody else. I didn't have one for that category.
Since I was a little kid, I always wanted to live in one of those cool houses on Ward Parkway.
Yeah. How could you not? Yeah. Chris?
I'm very happy living in Brookside.
Yeah, I'm very happy living in Westwood, but I love those houses around Loose Park. That's
if we could upgrade to Sunset Hill, that'd be cool too.
Yeah. Best thing to happen to Kansas City in the past year, other than the opening of the Kauffman Center, Nick Haynes.
In the last year, I would say I think the Sporting Kansas City Stadium Wyandotte County is just a phenomenal stadium, and had the opportunity to go there, and it is terrific. And we have many people in my family who are not interested in soccer whatsoever and still thoroughly enjoyed themselves in there. We had the cheapest seats in that stadium and there's no bad seat in that place.
Yeah, you
it
can't go wrong
extraordinary.
There. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Elizabeth?
I'd say the blossoming of Union Station and Science City and all they're doing there. I'm so excited about that. I was so afraid we were going to lose it.
Have you been to the new aquarium yet?
No, I'm waiting.
Either.
I want to wait till the line. Everybody says it's so packed. Yeah. I just want to wait till it's a little bit easier.
Chris?
I would pick up on what Nick said and just say the fact that we have a winning team, and it's a soccer team, but at least it's a winning team.
They are winning for once. That's a great thing. Your favorite coffee shop and why? Chris?
I don't really hang out at coffee shops, but I like the Crossroads coffee shop because they're really cool about us going down there and meeting people to do interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
There you go.
The filling station at like 29th and Gillam Road there. We're very
right
close
by
to
KCPT.
It is.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is you always see people you know and in that place. A lot of business happens there. A lot of movers and shakers go in there, students. A lot of hive of activity.
That's a
neat
place.
Seems to be things happening in there. I just enjoy it. Nice atmosphere.
Elizabeth?
Hi-Hat. I love that place.
You're taking two words out of my mouth. What do you love about it? It's no bigger than a closet.
No, it's a little old gas station, or was at one point.
Yes.
I like their coffee, one.
It's in Westwood Hills on State Line Road, just about 47th Street, 48th Street, somewhere in there. Yeah.
The staff, whether it's the owner or the two kids who can barely cram in there to be working there, they're always so nice.
So
every
nice.
Time they ask me, how was your day? What are you? And like they really care.
Yeah.
I like that place.
My wife lives at Hi-Hat. Your favorite spot to watch people, Chris Hernandez?
The deck at Hamburger Mary's in the Crossroads.
Mm. Nick?
My favorite spot to watch people. I like the eating outside of the Classic Cup on the plaza. That's a pleasant experience.
Very good pick. Elizabeth?
I hate to repeat him, but I really think the Plaza is a pretty good place to watch people.
Now, all that glass at Classic Cup, I like the light. I like all that stuff being there. The biggest change in Kansas City in the next 5 years would be what, Chris Hernandez?
You know, people are going to be so excited about this. It's going to be the top of mind for everyone. And I think you'll just see rallies and excitement because we're probably going to be getting new sewers.
you stole mine.
Those beautiful cast iron pipes. You know,
it's
have you driven down Holmes Road? It's all ripped up because they're installing new sewers. Isn't that going to be fun
Are
when
they
it comes
already
to
doing
your
neighborhood? It right now?
They're doing some stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Nick?
Well, just a few inches above, though, that sewer pipe will be the new streetcar line that will be driving over them.
Yeah.
And we'll be hopping on and off those streetcars in Kansas City.
Are you excited about that? Is that a good thing to be doing?
I have always felt in Kansas City that, you know, ever since I've been here, and I've been here, since 1991, so 20-something years, that there was a need for a greater form of transportation. You know, the city much more critical mass going on now. And when you look at what's happened at Union Station, Crown Center, now you do have Legoland and Sea Life Center.
Yeah.
Critical mass of things happening there. Union Station now fully leased. So you've got with all of those businesses.
Yeah.
There's more activity occurring there.
Every city planner in the world says we need to consolidate.
Yeah. And sometimes it's more about the heart than dollars and cents. You don't make it on the dollars and cents issue.
Yeah.
That there is room for something like that.
Elizabeth?
Well, those would have been my two. Transportation is going to be very exciting. But I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and if people who follow my Facebook page last winter, I had days and days and days. I could not get in my driveway, on and off water, heavy equipment at night, digging up. There have been more water main breaks on my street than any place in the region where I live. And I was like, again, I would go out there and I'd look down in that big trench. And these guys are down there. They're like, there's no sewer pipe left in here. It was insane. So I'm so excited about having a sewer. I can't even tell you. I'm happy to pay that water bill.
If you're just joining us, we're playing KC Categories, talking about some of the fun places and things to do in Kansas City. Your favorite bakery, Nick Haynes?
I love Andre's, which is really it does baked goods as well as chocolates, but they're also doing a lot of pastries and things on there. So it has baked items as well. So I'm going to put that in there.
Elizabeth?
McLean's. We grew up with, you know, having all of our things. Well, Maggie grew up, my daughter, having all of her birthday cake, all those Barbie doll cakes from McLean's on Warnell. Now they moved to Gregory.
Yep.
But it just, I love their cakes, and I just love the memories we have there.
Chris Hernandez.
There's a place in the historic Northeast, and I forget if it's actually on Independence or if it's on St. John or wherever, but it's the Boulevard Bakery is what it's called. And I've only been there myself like once or twice, but I go to parties and people go down there and buy like just boxes of their sugar cookies and different things. And it's always so good. Every single time it's been good. So.
Oh, that sounds good. The best ride at Worlds of Fun, and I nominate the Timberwolf. I like the wooden thing going on, Nick.
That's my least favorite.
Why?
Ride because it really, you feel like you need to go to the chiropractor afterwards.
That is
it
true.
Jangles every bone in your body.
That's
my least favorite. My favorite there is the Spinning Dragons ride, and that's the one where you're in almost like a circular car. It's like a roller coaster, but you're in a circular car and you move around. That's my favorite ride.
It's kind of a mild ride.
Ooh, okay. Are you threatening my masculinity on this one? I don't like the rides. I don't like the rides. They have the big roller coasters, and I spend time at Worlds of Fun, where you're so high up, you can't actually see the bottom of the ride. The incline is so high. I hate that.
Chris?
You know, I have not been to Worlds of Fun in, I don't know, 800 years. I don't know if they have any of the rides that I used to go on anymore.
Get a 13-year-old. Then you'll be going a lot.
Just don't.
I was really proud of myself just that I went on the Patriot last summer. So I'll say that's my favorite.
That's
I don't know if I'll ever go on it again.
How was it for you?
Well, you had to spin upside down. But it was fun. I was proud of myself that I did it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Here's a tough category, a controversial category. Your favorite barbecue joint in Kansas City. This always stirs up callers, Chris.
You know, we sat there last night as I was going over this list at home, and debated this for a while, and finally I had to say Oklahoma Joe's. It's a difficult decision because sometimes you like one thing at one place, one thing at another place, and I just had to.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood. I drive by there every night going home, and almost every night now the line is out the door, down the sidewalk, and you just almost can't believe it. Yeah.
I eat most frequently at Jack Stack Barbecue than any other place, but I think the barbecue that I think doesn't get the recognition that it deserves and I enjoy is Rosedale Barbecue, which is on Southwest Boulevard.
Sure,
and I always think, oh, that is so excellent. I don't go there often, but I always think it's superb. And why does it never get the recognition it deserves on these lists?
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, I like Gates. I like Arthur Bryant's. I like Jack Stack. But I'd say Oklahoma Joe's if I could go anywhere. That's where I go.
Well, I was going to pick Oklahoma Joe's, too, because I do like it a lot. But, you know, the place I like is such a joint. LC's on the way to the stands.
Yes.
You know,
that
place is sort of grimy. And he was in here. He's a delightful guy. And
those big old chunks when you get the burnt ends are like huge chunks there.
You got to wait half an hour to get your meal. But in my experience, it's usually pretty much well worth it. Your favorite place to hear live music, Chris Hernandez?
The Blue Room and the Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Starlight Theater is a wonderful place to hear live music.
Yes, it is, yeah. Elizabeth?
I keep copying Chris, but the Blue Room. I love the Blue Room.
You know, Knuckleheads is a place where my neighbors like to hang out, you know, and the performers love that place, right by the train tracks down, you know, along the bottoms there. It's just a great place. Favorite place to feed your sweet tooth? Nick?
Andre's.
Yeah, you're sticking with that one. Chris?
Well, I have to say, we don't often buy desserts out because my partner knows his way around an oven, and the chocolate brownies with mint chips that he makes are freaking amazing.
And you didn't bring any today, did you?
No, I didn't. And he really should sell them because we could be rich. But also, a place that people can go is Cafe Europa has this lemon cake that I think I literally melt every time I taste that. I mean, you just like – you can't move for a minute because – It tastes so good.
Yeah. Elizabeth?
Well, and next time you invite me, hint, I love coming here, I will make you my brownies, which are awesome with caramel in them. They're really good. Mm. So that's kind of, I
Let's
do kind of like my own.
Let's have a dessert face-off.
Yeah, we should. We could have a bake-off.
Smack-off.
But I like anything. I usually get it at McGonagall's. Anything from Golden Boy Pies. They have lemon cake is one. They have a great chocolate cake. I like all those.
The voices you're hearing belong to NBC Action News' Elizabeth Alex,
Why
Chris
laughing,
Hernandez,
Nick?
And KCPT's Nick Keynes. Nick, hang with us, buddy. Favorite place to take a walk on a warm summer evening, Dr. Haynes?
Andre's. That's why I was laughing. I just thought I'd say that again.
And I'm going to answer that now for every category. I'm just going to be repetitive.
Walk to Andre's, yeah.
There you go. You could do that.
Chris?
Just walk in the neighborhood, I think it's nice.
Yeah.
When you see people who live nearby, you talk.
Neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Brookside.
Brookside, yeah. Elizabeth?
Yeah, I like the Brookside neighborhood, walking through there. And I like Loose Park, too. It's a beautiful place to walk on a warm summer evening.
Yeah, I
actually like – my thing is I like Antioch Park, which is near Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Yeah.
Is the part that I like walking through there.
It's nice, yeah.
And I like those stepping stones they have by the lake.
Have you ever fallen in the lake?
No, I haven't. I have a son who has, and we had a black trash bag we then had to use to cover him up afterwards because he fell in the lake, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Chiefs or Royals? Chris?
Sporting KC because they're winning.
Okay. You're nixing both of them. Nick?
Royals.
Because?
Chiefs just goes on too late, too long. It just goes on forever. And we had a bad experience going out there once where it took us longer than the game to find our vehicle afterwards. So it was like 3 a.m. We were still trying to find our vehicle. So I just have this partiality now to the Royals because of that.
I lost my car in the Crown Center parking garage. And that thing goes on forever.
Yes.
Actually, a guy in a golf cart came out to rescue me and drove me, like, it seemed like 5 miles. And I finally found my car.
I started to get a little panic when I do that,
too.
I hate that parking garage. Yeah. Elizabeth, yeah.
Well, I will say the Royals because I grew up with a father who was a Cubs fan, and I'm starting to think the Royals are like the Cubs.
Yeah.
We just love them. They might not win, but we love them.
Yeah. Elizabeth, Patty wrote us this email about the Costco cake. Thank you. I am not alone.
Good.
Best local politician when you need a quick quote for a story. Chris Hernandez, we live in this world. Where do you go?
You know, one person I like is Ed Ford of the City Council.
Yeah.
Because he is willing to say almost anything. I mean, he told me once when he made a decision that this was all he was going to do and he wasn't going to seek a higher office, that that sort of freed him to basically speak his mind on anything. Mm-hmm. And so he's generally available and he always comes up with something interesting to say that perhaps I didn't anticipate.
And what is it about politicians? You can tell if they're aiming for a higher office or not just by how candid they are when you want to go interview them.
Very
true.
That has a lot to do with it, especially if they're right in the midst of deciding their next office. Then there's all these qualifications of things and they're really, what do you really want to talk about and stuff?
Nick Haines.
But that politician, the best local politician when you need a quick quote for a story, actually departed to move to Washington, D.C., and his name was Mark Funkhauser. He was a very, very accessible mayor.
Yeah.
And was always available to do any program, don't you think? I mean, he
as far as mayors
go,
he was very accessible.
Absolutely.
And very articulate, too.
Yes. Sure. And so while people have spent time criticizing him, I give him huge amounts of kudos as somebody who is exceptionally accessible and always willing to and answer tough questions and was always available, and I give him huge credit for that.
Elizabeth.
My favorite is Victor Callahan, first politician I met in Kansas City. He always returns my calls. He is a teddy bear at heart. Yeah. I love that guy.
Rough exterior, teddy bear at heart. Best local radio talk show on a program from 11 to noon every day on KCUR.
Chris, obviously, it's up to date.
There we go. Hey, thank you all very much for playing KC Categories with us. I really enjoyed it. Our guests today, Elizabeth Alex and Chris Hernandez from KSHB and Nick Haines of KCPT. If you're looking for a good film to see this weekend, check out our film critics 3 to see their favorite showing on area screens. It's at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Monday on the program, the ethics professors talk about people exercising their moral conscience in the workplace. Our music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Danny Alexander, Kim Noble, Maria Carter, and Bill Anderson. The show is produced by Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.